Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle. Today is April 19th, 2019, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined today by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President McKinney Flavelle. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. One of the best predictors of sports in the entire world, you are.
Yeah, sure.
You picked Tiger Woods.
I did.
You did. I remember.
We were driving.
We were driving, and you said, you know, this is Tiger's year.
It's his year. The Masters. He won it.
And all those haters out there, all those people that doubted whether he would ever win again.
No. He proved him wrong.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that pick.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Take the wins where you got them.
Yeah, that's right.
And Easter's coming up. Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, happy Easter to everybody.
And so, you know, I thought we'd talk about something a little different because sugar and corn sweeteners is quite as quiet is.
Yeah, it's not very exciting right now.
So let's do something.
All right.
Let's do some juice.
Hey, you know what? Mimosas are always good, so let's do a little bit of that.
I'm thinking OJ.
Yeah, let's
so
do
what,
it.
What? Tell us your perspective on OJ and what's happening.
Well, you know, Mike, I think one of the things that I've noticed most interestingly is that the futures market has gone way below market expectations of where most people thought we were going to see. I think when you saw futures get around $1.30, which was about the contract low for May prior to the most recent drop, people said, this is a time to go long on my positions. And lo and behold, we broke 130 on the support level. And now we're down to $1.07 fruit pound solid. So that's quite a drop. In fact, since August of last year, that value has dropped 37%.
That's God, what's going on?
It's like a waterfall.
What's going on?
I think it's a lack of demand, some rebound in production in Brazil and in Mexico. And fact is, in the United States, inventory levels are up almost 26% year over year. So you've got a lot of juice sitting around and not a lot of people drinking it. So more mimosas, people. More mimosas.
More mimosas. More orange juice drinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, last year was interesting. The January imports went way up. We spiked on imports last January. And if you might recall, we had a pretty bad flu season last year. And a lot of people start drinking juice, particularly orange juice, to try to battle all these flu elements, vitamin C people, vitamin C. And so the anticipation was, I think, maybe on a second year in a row of a bad flu season. And we started seeing again. Imports up 23% year over year in January. So we're seeing again another spike in imports, but we didn't have the bad flu strain that we were anticipating. And so a lot of people didn't drink juice.
Okay. Well, talk to us about moving forward. I mean, you have some really low values. I'm sitting there and I'm a procurement person. I'm thinking maybe I just dug Flutie and go long.
Yeah, I think you do. I don't want to call it a Hail Mary because this is a pretty easy one to figure out. When you've got futures prices below $1.20 fruit pound solids, I don't think any processor is making much money here at these levels. And I think because you've got decent crop production in Brazil and Mexico, there's not a whole lot of fear factor for lack of juice, but why not look a gift horse in the mouth and just go ahead and go long? I think you're right. Strategy would be is to get through September, at least through the hurricane season. The good news is those that are going to be worried about that, Colorado State has come out and predicted a little lower hurricane season this coming June through September. But I still would say if you could get your coverage through September and get through the hurricane season at below $1.20, why not at least put 50% on?
Okay, bam. Talking about hurricanes, I got to ask you because we got several listeners here that like sweeteners. I know it's quiet.
Yeah.
But the big thing we're watching is what? In the next couple of weeks, beet sugar plantings?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. What do you expect?
You know, personally, I think we're going to see some progress made. I know that everybody has been worried about the additional snow we got. I think there's some flooding that would happen, but I predict that there will be some progress made over the next 10 days. I'm not yet giving up on these farmers' ability to get in the fields and get this done.
They become more and more efficient.
They do.
Better and better varieties. And I'll tell you, you know, the Plains has made some progress
there.
Yes,
they have.
Obviously, the Red River Valley and Michigan are key areas and not very much there.
Not yet.
But yeah. but I think it's too early for concern, would you say?
I would say so. I'm not yet quite putting the red flag up and concerned on that one.
Great.
Yep.
All right. Well, Craig, we did a great job wrapping it up, keeping it efficient so people can get out of there, enjoy their weekend with their friends and family. Happy Easter. And don't forget, next Wednesday, Craig, we're going to be at our spring seminar in Oakbrook.
I can't wait. I am really excited for this.
You know, we have a few seats, so if you're still interested in coming, come.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Show up at about 8 o'clock at the La Meridian Oakbrook. We're talking about consumer trends and how specific ingredients are impacted by the behavioral change of consumers. Well, yeah. I tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're launching our IQ platform.
I'm ecstatic about that.
We're going to be talking about that, all the cool things around that. We're joining the digital revolution, so watch out.
Here we come. We're coming at you.
Excellent. Well, Craig, live with an attitude of gratitude, right?
Every day, brother.
Enjoy everything. Enjoy your family. Until next week, everybody, take care.
Have a great weekend.
Bye now.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favel.com. Also, follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.